You're listening to SBS News.
In this episode of Weekend One-on-One, we speak to Dr. Heather Lench, who is a professor in psychological and brain sciences at Texas A&M University in the US. She believes there are ways to find happiness in a world that can seem chaotic and overwhelming. She says research on the topic shows one of the key things we can do is focus on what is in our control and focus on activities that give us the greatest joy, things that we do because we enjoy doing them, and spend more time on those activities. Dr. Lench says research has shown that you don't have to spend time meditating quietly without distractions to find happiness. She says there are lots of ways to engage in meaningful activities that create joy, including walking, painting, reading, running, and playing sports.
So we live in a world that feels chaotic, and many of us feel like our lives and the broader world are out of our control. But there are several simple things that we can do to make ourselves feel in control and take action. One of those is to focus on the controllables in our lives and what we do have control over. Another is to spend time doing activities that give us joy. So with all of this chaos and people feeling out of control, I was interested in looking at some of the older research on how people can reestablish their feelings of control. And what that tells us is that one of the key things we can do is to focus on what is in our control. So we can never control everything. There's always parts of life that are outside of our control. And there are always parts of life that we can control. So if we focus on controlling the controllables, that can help improve our mental and physical health and reestablish our sense of control in the world. The other thing that we can do is that we can engage intentionally in activities that we find meaningful. So these are things that you choose to do because you love doing them and where you really care about the impact that you're having in the world. And that can be anything. It can be creating more beauty in the world. It can be helping other people. It can be curing cancer or making a beautiful drawing. Anything that you find meaningful and that you're choosing to engage in can help you feel like the world is within your control and that you have the skills to do well in the world. Seeking happiness is building a habit. So it's not something that you do once and you're done, you've accomplished it, you're happy forever and ever. It is a habit that you build through the ways that you are thinking and the ways that you're behaving each and every moment. And so intentionally building those habits and identifying the ones that you want to work on is one path towards seeking greater happiness.
So what else works?
One of the things that you can do is spend some time reflecting on where you currently find joy. So what activities do you do where you feel like you're making a difference in the world and you enjoy the outcome? And that can be putting a smile on someone's face. It can be improving someone's health. It can be taking a wonderful walk outside. But these are activities where you find joy. The idea is to focus on spending more time in those moments, right? So build on what you already enjoy and create that into a hobby or a side hustle or a career even, right? So spend more time in those activities that you enjoy. There is this idea that to find well-being and joy, that you need to be meditating quietly with no one around for hours at a time. And the research suggests that's not the case, right? So there's lots of ways to engage in mindful, intentional, enjoyable activity they don't even involve sitting, right? They can involve getting outside, taking a walk, painting, reading, running, playing basketball, whatever activities that you find bring you into the moment so that you're present in the now and you're enjoying what you're doing. Finding those small moments of joy build up over time, and it creates what's sometimes called a positive feedback loop, where once you experience a little bit of joy, you seek out that next moment of joy, and over time, that can significantly improve your mental health and your well-being.